Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Welcome back, everyone. This is How About Them Chiefs. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and today I have a special guest. It's Big Chief Sean. He's got a YouTube channel. If you haven't followed, you got to watch his show. It's awesome. But I'll let Sean talk about it now. Sean, how are you doing?
I am doing fine, man. I'm doing real good. I'm glad to be here. And what I do is I film the greatest fan base in the world, which is all of you. And I usually do tailgating videos, but through the pandemic and things have gone on, I decided to be a solution, not the problem. So until I can get an actual ticket, I won't be up there. But my channel is basically about the kingdom and everything about it, because it's amazing.
I love it, because I watched your last couple videos and you gave a little shout out to this show, which I thought was awesome.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I listen to you all, a lot. So
it's funny. My brother and I just started this show like last year. Like, I've been a diehard Chief fan since I was born. My dad's the youngest of eight, and we grew up in the Midwest. And I live now on the West Coast and grew up over here, but we've been born and bred to be Chief fans, so it's just kind of a habit. But one thing I want to ask you is, what got you to be a Chief fan? Like, got you started?
Basically the same thing. My father and my grandfather were both the most diehard Chief fans. They were those fans that yelled at the screen. You know, obviously, you know, when you have a dad and a grandpa yell at the screen, the passion just passes over to you. And that's pretty much how it started. I mean, most of my family, they're all fans. So,
I mean, it's something that I try to tell people, like, being a Chief fan, especially living in Southern California, it's like spotting a unicorn when you see one. I mean, like where I live, but now I know we won the Super Bowl, so it's a little different, but it's nice now seeing finally merchandise I could see out this way.
Right.
Whenever I would walk into a store, I can't find any of that stuff. So this is one thing, but I wanted to ask you this question. I always ask all Chief fans this too, but I wanted to ask you, who is like your favorite, I guess, all-time Chief player?
Well, my favorite all-time Chief player would have to obviously be Tom Bali. That's why I wear the jersey in all my videos. He's been my favorite player because I literally predicted him since day one to be here until the day he retired. It was just something about him. It was a funny story because there used to be a jersey place right up the street from Arrowhead Stadium, and it was an amazing place. You know, you could get like signed autographs and stuff. Players used to go there and sign autographs like once in a while. And the day we drafted him, I wanted my first jersey, like my own first jersey that I didn't get for a Christmas gift. And then I wanted my own jersey. So I walk into the store. It's my birthday. And I'm like, what jersey do I want? Now, at the time, obviously, DJ was the hottest thing since sliced bread. And, you know, we still had Jamal Charles and Eric Berry. Like, you know, pretty much almost our elite defense was almost put together. But there was one jersey just like in droves sitting there, the home and aways, and it was Tom Bali. And I was like, oh, I remember watching the draft, and there was just something about him. I was like, let me follow this guy's career, and I'm glad I did, because I want to make sure that my fandom is like his playing, Chief to beginning to end, you know. So
exactly. I love watching Tomba play. I mean, even at Penn State,
yeah,
the way he'd go around the edge, like, I don't even know how that center of gravity going around the edge and just going so quick underneath and ripping underneath the tackles and making sacks. I mean, also the strip sacks he always would do. I mean, I love watching Tomba Ali. Watching him and Justin Houston come around the edge together, I mean, that was fun to watch matchup. I mean, when I grew up as a kid, I remember watching the Derek Thomas, you know, who is my favorite all-time Chief. Like, it really started me getting to be a Chief fan really when I was a kid. I was watching him play with Neil Smith coming around the edges. And I don't know if you watched the old Raider game when Jeff George got sacked six times. Okay. I mean, that's probably my favorite game ever. But speaking of that, the bitter taste in our mouth from losing to the Raiders, is that kind of gone out of your mouth now since now we got Le'Veon Bell?
A little. Because it's the Raiders, and they always, you know, that loss will always kind of linger a little. But, with the whole Le'Veon thing, it may be better, because the next time we meet them, they'll have to deal with Hilaire and Bell at the same time. So, I mean, obviously, what happened with the Raiders, I feel in my mind, is a fluke. I think everybody feels like that. It was just that game. Well, we had to eventually lose one game. It just sucks. It had to be that.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. You hit the nail on the coffin. Like, I hate losing to any team, like, no other team more than the Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell people, we can win two games all year, and if we beat the Raiders, I will be happy, you know, somewhat happy, but, like, at least we lost. Because especially in Southern California, being around a bunch of Raider fans, and it just
– I got so cousins. Sorry for you.
I got cousins that are, like, huge Raider fans, and they kept calling me, hanging up, or texting, and just all, you know, once that happened. But I said, well, you know, talk to me when you guys make the playoffs, and then we'll see you then.
Yeah,
you
know, really. So, you haven't had playoff season since what, 2001?
You know, that used to be the one thing they used to always say to the Chiefs, well, you guys never win the playoffs, but we now have a ring now. You know, we're looking pretty promising this year. I mean, it was the first loss in 13 straight games.
Yeah.
I mean, we won. So, yeah. I mean, like, it sucked that it had to happen against the Raiders. I agree. But look at it this way, though. The Raiders, it was their first win in Arrowhead since 2012.
Yeah.
Let that sit in a little bit. So it's not like we don't dominate the AFC West and dominate everybody. So I know a lot of some fans were panicking, you know, what was going to happen. I'm like, dude, it's one game. Like, yeah. It's the beginning of the season. What were the Patriots famous saying when we beat them really bad? We're on to Cincinnati. Well, we're on to Buffalo. So that's how I look at it that way, you know. So, I mean, I guess looking at the Raider game a little bit, what really went wrong that you think the most for the Chiefs?
Obviously, the biggest one – well, I'll do it in sections because it's three, okay? The smallest of the problems was defensive execution. It just seemed like the team wasn't on bar. It was like – obviously, Matthew was missing in a lot of spots. That's why the big plays really happened. And it just seemed like they just wasn't all there. The second one is – and I'm going in importance, was the defensive line. There was literally no pressure. Carr is not a top-tier quarterback. That was probably one of his most highest-played games pretty much ever. And there was no way we should have not let that happen. I mean, with Frank Clark and Chris Jones and Nadi and all the others, it should have been easy, like with Jackson, with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. But somehow we could not get any penetration. And the biggest one to me, and it's still my biggest issue, is the offensive line. We love Mahomes doing those magical plays where he's going left and throwing right or running 30 yards to spin off and take a hit and make a touchdown happen or doing a Superman punch for a touchdown. We love all those things, but those things only happen when the offensive line breaks their protection. When they stop protecting, that's when he has to do the crazy stuff, going way sideways and trying to find somebody open because he can't just stay in the pocket and be a regular quarterback. I mean, if you see the games where he's just in the pocket, his numbers are even higher. I mean, and yes, babe. Sorry.
No worries, man. I got kids running around the background. I'm doing this right now in my car so my kids don't come out in here. So don't worry about it. No big deal. but man, I like how you break down the three phases. Like, cause honestly, I thought the biggest one was we had so many blown coverages. Like there's times when we just got sucked up. Like Dirty Dan got sucked up on one play and that Riggs got that deep bomb pass from Derek Carr. You know, the defensive line. I mean, we didn't get enough pressure. Like you said, I agree with that.
Yeah.
It just seemed like Derek Carr got the ball out of his hand so fast.
I mean, he was literally sitting back there drinking tea. Thinking about decisions he's made in life. Should he have played for another team and then throws the ball? Like,
I mean, he had like all the time. But then he also, too, he had people wide open. It wasn't like he had to make tight coverage throws either. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was just one of those games that we just came out flat on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't win a game if you give up 40 points. I know we have such a good offense, but still, 40 points is a lot of points to give up.
Yeah. And we haven't given up more than 20 points to that point.
Right.
And
so you're going to. You know, you're going to have one bad game. You're going to have some, hiccups here and there. And there was just some plays that just happened when we wanted to have a stop. We couldn't get it. I mean, there's one I remember, I think it was like late in the game. It was like third down and long. I think Carr hit, it was Hunter Renfrow, I think, across. And yeah, like it was a third down 18 play and they got a first down on it.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff like that shouldn't happen. But yeah. it just did. It just, you know, and then I know some fans were saying, oh, well, we didn't get a lot of penalty calls and didn't go our way, which is true.
Well, the pass interference was very blatantly bad. Yeah,
but I mean, ask the Saints about that and ask other teams that have that happen. But we shouldn't have had them be in that spot anyway. So
yeah.
I agree there were some bad calls. But, like, there were some calls, too, that we made on ourselves, offensive line. We made a holding call. The opening drive, right? We threw a Tyreek Hill, that bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, that stopped that drive. So,
and that's what I mean about the offensive line. Not only at the fact of, you know, protecting him to make sure there's no mistakes made. Because that throw to Tyreek was amazing. That should have been in the books. That should have been something to talk about. And we had to bring it back. And it's crazy. Or the complete hit from I can't even think of when Fisher just gave up his block and Mahomes got hit from behind.
Yeah.
You could see in Mahomes' face, like, dude, I have my trust in you. What's going on? You know?
Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, like, we have to lose one eventually. It just sucked to have to be against the Raiders. Yeah. But like I said, we're on to Buffalo. Let's move on. You know, it was a great acquisition yesterday getting Le'Veon Bell. I think that's going to help. You know, obviously, it's kind of funny, like, my brother brought this up in our last episode. Like, if you were to tell me 3 years ago that we're going to have Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you're going to have a rookie phenom running back, CEH, and then now you're going to have Le'Veon Bell, and you have arguably the best quarterback right now in the league throwing the ball, and you have Andy Reid calling the plays. Like, it's just like –
the enemy as your OC.
Yeah. I mean, you got – you know, he should have had a job last year, probably 2 years ago, probably now.
Oh, yeah, he's getting the job now. So
I think he's going to get a job. Exactly. He's going to get a job. I know he's going to get his chance. He should have got his chance last year. But, I mean, it helped us out because we're still having him calling, you know, helping us out. But, I mean, with all those weapons now and everything on offense, it's good to be a Chief fan. And, I mean, Mahomes has got a lot of tools to throw the ball around. So it's going to be fun to watch. But now going into the Bills, they were undefeated, and then they got destroyed against the Titans on Tuesday. Yeah. Did you happen to watch any of that game?
Yeah, I cried a little when Norman got stepped on. I was like, you know, you don't need to bully people like that in front of people. You know, if you're going to run past them, I mean, could you at least ask, can I knock you out? It was an NFL blitz stiff arm. The dude folded unnecessarily. It was bad.
I mean, you made fun of Earl Thomas, you know, and everyone was making fun of him, but now you got Josh Norman really just get thrown on the ground. I mean,
you always want to be in the poster, just not the guy, why the poster is being taken. Like, no, we got to take a picture of that. I'm sorry.
But I have to give Norman credit, though, man. He at least tried.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some guys that make a business decision, just fall down and get out of the way or something, but he didn't do that. He tried to make.
Oh, you're talking about Marcus Peters, huh?
Posterized. Yeah, you know, Marcus Peters would take some of those business decisions when we had him. So, I mean, it's just
– he still does.
He still does. It's true. You know, it's probably one reason why we don't have him on the team, but that's another topic I guess we can talk about. I mean, I think the Bills, I kind of was hoping that they would not – now they're going to be super hungry for this game. I think this game is going to be a good matchup. I think both teams play well on offensively. Yeah. I think Josh Allen, I mean, when he's got time, he throws the ball well and around the yard. This year, he's really improved.
Yeah.
Last game was his bad, I guess, hiccup game. He threw two interceptions, but I think he's only thrown three for the year. So, I mean, he's not turned the ball over he normally does, but I really expect our defense to put up some sacks on him. I feel like Josh Allen's going to throw some picks. Like, I just have that feeling. I mean, what do you expect the Chiefs defense to do to stop the Bills offense?
Well, hopefully do what they're supposed to do, what they should have did last week, and blitz. I'm not intentionally saying it like this, but it sounds like that. When your quarterback sucks, you blitz. It's just something you do. You got to make them scared. If they're not prepared, make them scared, you know? Blitzing always does that, especially with quarterbacks that can't handle pressure. And Josh Allen, yes, he's young in the game. He's going to take off. He's going to run. But if you put that pressure on him, he's going to make mistakes. Same thing with Carr. That's probably more like we could have won the game on that factor alone. We need to penetrate. We need that defensive line to establish himself. because if you remember from last year, that was one of our biggest issues. Clark had the nerve problem, Chris Jones was injured a little bit, but once they started to get their stuff together and blitz, that's when we saw all the cool plays from Breland and all the others in the backfield. When you cause that disruption in the front, that gives all linebackers, all corners, all safeties, the ability to adjust, change, and take care of the problem. But when you can't get in there and you're giving the quarterback all time to think about things through, why do you think they blitz Mahomes so heavy? They know if they give that kid even 5 seconds, it's a potential touchdown in it.
Right.
You know, every time. And it won't fail. And that's pretty much what any quarterback that has any gumption to play. You give them the time, they're going to give you the dime.
Right. I mean, it's so true. I mean, I really expect them to blitz. I think they're going to – Spags will have something in his bag of tricks to, you know, get Josh Allen disrupted, not know, confused, because he's still reading defenses and he's still – you know, I still think he's going to throw a couple picks. Like, I called it last week that Derek Carr will throw a pick, but he threw one. But I really think that's going to be the difference. And then the Bills on the defense side, they were really good last year. I think they were second in the league leading scores against, like, points allowed. But for this year, right, they gave up an average of like 28 points. So it's a little different. And the one thing I noticed about, you know, Sean McDermott, he likes to blitz. And
yeah,
if they blitz like the Ravens did and they don't get to Mahomes is going to make them pay.
Heavy.
That's the one thing I really want to watch out and see how they're going to approach stopping this offense. Like, are they going to try a blitz? Are they going to just trust their four-man front? Like, that's one thing I'm really looking to see what's going to happen this game on Monday night. Do you think Sean McDermott's going to throw the kitchen sink over at Mahomes?
Well, he'll throw the house too. Don't trust. Yeah. He'll throw the kitchen sink and the house if need to. Because everybody thinks that's the formula. Everybody thinks that's the gumption. Stop Mahomes and the game goes bad. And most times it does. But I think in this issue, he's going to be smart. If they're any smart, they're going to do that. But hopefully Reed, doing his usual going to the future and predicting bad play scenarios, he's going to make sure Kelce eats him up. Because even with the Raiders' loss, look at Kelce's numbers. They were right. And that's them blitzing. That was them four-man blitzing or, you know, four-man rushing. But still, Kelce ate numbers. And the thing is, I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to try to disrupt as best as they can, especially know that we're going – more likely have Bell out there. They're going to try to do that. But maybe Bell will be the factor in making them finally stop doing that, because it's probably easier to do Hilaire since he's a rookie. He's going to make rookie mistakes. All rookies make them. But somebody who's a professional like Bell, they might just have, you know, have a scheme for, you know, or try to have a scheme for, and then that's where we hurt them. Because when you try to single out one of our guys, you're leaving one of our guys open. And you already know that's when Mahomes feeds him. Like, all right, fine, you want to put up Watkins, you want to hold Watkins down, I'll just give it to Mikko the whole game.
Right.
You want to hold Hill down, I'll give it to Watkins, you know, such and such, or whoever.
Right. I really think, because also, too, like, I'm really shocked that Andy Reid hasn't really involved CEH in a lot of screen game plays, and I feel like this is going to be the game he's going to throw out some screens to CEH. And if Bell plays, throw to Bell. Because if the Bills blitz a lot, that's the best thing to do is throw a screen right in their face and you pass all that blitz. So I'll be shocked to see if CEH is on a big game. I think he's going to have a big game coming up Monday. Especially now with Le'Veon Bell being signed, I feel like he's going to try to make more effort to show that he's still the guy. But we'll see what happens. I mean, he's still in the future. Le'Veon Bell signed a one-year deal. He's still got to prove it. So we'll see what goes there. But, I mean, like – what is your – do you have a score prediction out of this game, you think?
Well, if the game goes intensely defensive, where I think it's going to go, it's probably going to be high 20s. So I would say, like, maybe 21, 28. But if it's that shootout and Josh Allen, it's all on him whether it is or isn't. But if it is, I'm really feeling like a 28-35 thing. Because if we get ourselves together offensively – because that was the problem last week. Yeah, defensively, we made a lot of mistakes. We did kind of hold them down. We didn't put the nail in the coffin offense. If we'd have just that ball that Bell dropped that Mahomes gave to him for that first down,
right,
that's kind of the momentum that gave the Raiders to come back in the game.
Right.
we dominated most of that game, even though we played bad. I feel like offensively, I think we're going to take off maybe. So I would say, yeah, I'm going to stick to 28-35.
So my score prediction, I think it's going to be – I just have that feeling because I think he passed really well. I think the Bills are like fourth in the league, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's a good point because that's one of our, I guess, our weak points, I guess, for our defense is run defense. So they're like 28th in the league right now. So they're going to have to pass a lot. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I think 30-35 is what I'm thinking. But like you said, it could be a defensive battle. I don't know. I just don't think the Bills are going to be able to hang with the Chiefs scoring points-wise. So I just think that – I think the Chiefs' yeah. defense is mentality. They're going to bring it. They're going to disrupt Josh Allen. They're going to have a run game and make him be in third and long and make decisions. I really will see how really good Josh Allen is. Prove me wrong if he just takes his team to the I would act if he can do it, because I don't think he's there at Mahomes level. Or who is at Mahomes level? Sorry, but like, who, you know, like,
yeah,
to be honest, but I mean, like, to see him come back from a win, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it for Lamar Jackson either. I mean, athletes, but no one's come back from down 24 or 10 points like that. I've only seen Tom Brady do it, and I've seen Russell Wilson, and I think those are, you know, historically the best QBs right now in the league. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he shows his moments. I think he's on an MVP candidate right now, and so is Russell. So,
yeah.
Credit or, you know, credit is due for those two guys. But I really think the Chiefs, we're going to win this game 38-35. But I like to ask you this question, too. I always ask, like, where are you watching your game, man? Where are you watching this game at?
I'm usually watching it with my Chiefs family down in the basement. Yeah, there's a little Chiefs area for us all. We sit down there, we watch it. And, yeah, that's usually where I watch it. I mean, I would try to go to a bar or something sometime, but, you know, with everything going on, it's a little too pretty hard to get that done.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I would probably watch it again over at his house. He's got the bigger TV screen anyway, so we'll be over there watching it with our kids, trying to get them to go outside in the pools, let us watch the game. But all that good stuff. But, you know, I don't have much else to say, Sean. Big Sean. Big Chief Sean. Sorry. I'll say it right. I really like what you do, and this was fun.
Thank you.
We'll say let's go Chiefs. I don't know if you got anything else that you want to say or shout out about your YouTube video show or channel.
Please, everybody watching this, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and definitely on YouTube. The likes and the loves of the subscriptions would definitely be needed. I would humbly love you guys' support. Thank y'all guys for listening. Go Chiefs.
Right. Go Chiefs. All right, thanks again for doing this, and we'll sign off and say, let's go Chiefs.
All right.
Good Monday night. All right, man. Have a good one.
You too, man.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out, and again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs.